Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship as we look at the role of testing in our lives.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on
Thank you, Father, that as we know your eye is on the sparrow, we know we have the confidence, the comfort, and knowing that you watch out for us, watching over us. We praise you for the plan that you have for our lives. We know that all things are working out for good. You're not wringing your hands and anxious about the tests and trials we're going through. You're cheering for us as we're wanting. You're wanting us to overcome, just as we would, watching our favorite team. And the trials of our faith result in opportunities for spiritual growth for us. Thank you, Father, for making provision for us through your Spirit, giving us strength and wisdom. Lord, give us that strength and wisdom to see your hand, your fingerprints in the circumstances around us, that you are there. Lord, give us your peace as we grow in grace and knowledge of you by investing time with your people and in your word.
As the evening draws near, the storm clouds have gathered and the shadows are gone. When all hope has faded, replace now with fear. Tell me, what can we depend on? We can depend on His word. When all hope is gone, we can still depend on. We can depend on His word. When troubles grow deeper and the desert is dry, and our hearts are so broken that we can't even cry, when our faith is wounded, our joy is gone. Tell me, what can we depend on? We can depend on His word. When all hope is gone, we can still depend on. We can depend on His word. We can depend on His word. When our faith is wounded and our joy is gone, tell me, what can we depend on? We can depend on. we can still depend on. We can depend on His word. We can depend on His word.
You're listening to A Call to Worship as we consider how to stand in the midst of testing times. Thank you for listening to this Call to Worship. I want to thank those of you who have taken the time to write to us. Thank you for sending a message to us by mail or from our website. And thank you to those who have invested a few moments to stop by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and, of course, your donations to this ministry as you're led. If Called to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Called to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Called to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. If you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as other past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
There is help. once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Oh, it bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. When you feel a little prayer returning, you'll know a little fire is burning. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
All right, all right.
When I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. Will I go to him in knows my every care. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Jesus makes it right.
Well, I have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He'll hear my faintest cry. We'll answer by and by. When you feel the big fire returning, know a little fire is burning. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. He will answer by and by. You feel a little pride will turn it. You know a little fire is burning. Just a little talking with Jesus makes it right. Well, we'll have a little talk with Jesus. Let's
tell him all about
our troubles.
He will hear our faintest cry.
God, tell the truth.
Answer by and by.
This is a call to worship.
Seasons of distress.
The children of Israel are an excellent example of how God used testing to purify His people and increase their faith. From Deuteronomy 8, "Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey His commands? Yes, He humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." And in chapter 13, "The Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." You see, going through times of testing and trials helps to purify us just as fire does to precious metals. We find these words in Malachi chapter 3. "He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness." Just as the Lord allowed Job to be tested, and yet he was restored, we will also be preserved and blessed. From Job 42, "Then all his brothers, sisters, and former friends came and feasted with him in his home. And they consoled him and comforted him because of all the trials the Lord had brought against him, and each of them brought him a gift of money and a gold ring." From Psalm 66, "You, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment." The prophet Isaiah in chapter 43, "When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you." God knows all things. He knows how the tests will result in our good. We find this reminder in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." In John chapter 6, a huge crowd kept following Jesus wherever he went because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. As God tests us, He knows what He's going to do. When you're going through a time of testing, remember that the goal of testing is to draw you closer to God. It is the exact opposite of temptation, which does not come from God and is designed to pull us away from God. Just listen to James chapter 1. "God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him." God is bigger than the circumstances, than the tests. In John 16, "I have told you all this that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials, testing, and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world." Romans 5, "Therefore, since we've been made right in God's sight, by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because He's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love." Christ went through suffering and testing, and because He did, He is able to help us when we are tested. Hebrews 2. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. We also know that the Son did not come to help angels. He came to help the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. Then he could offer a sacrifice that would take away the sins of the people, since he himself has gone through suffering and testing. He is able to help us when we are being tested. And finally, as we think about testing and its place in our lives as Christians, 1 Peter chapter 1. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show you that your faith is genuine. It's being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world.
Some of these days I'm going home where no sorrows ever come.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials, safe from heartache, pain and care.
We shall all that glory share.
And I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna
sit down and rest a little.
Soon be over, I'll cross right over the chilly Jordan, and there's
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone. Friends and close relations somewhere on the other side. They've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired old world starts bringing my heart down. But you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready for the dawn. I wanna see heaven, where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven, oh Lord. I wanna see heaven, where the pain of sin is gone. As I read the morning paper, I'm reminded once again, we're surrounded by evil, of a world that's dead in sin. And the only sane conclusion that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. So I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As he leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart, following my heart.
I wanna see heaven, where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven, oh, oh Lord. I wanna see in heaven, oh Lord, I want.
heaven when all of our tests and trials are over. Our call to worship today has focused on the part that times of testing have in our lives. I'm happy that you joined us today and pray that this program has been helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that helps keep Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website, if you like, at www.calltoworship.us. There on our website, you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry. You can also listen to programs right there and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now a reminder for all of us from Jeremiah 29:11, as we think about the testing that goes on in our lives. And I quote, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope."
Satan should buffer.